will be better proceed of expectation. But expectancy is not just an abstract word that comes up with this by itself. It means an object. Right? We expect something. And so I thought during the advent, the four centers of advent, I picked four things that I think we can reasonably and meaningfully talk about, about ourselves living in a state of expectancy of. In 1988, a philosophy prof at Princeton University put out a group of essays called The Importance of Things We Care About. His name was Harry Frankfurt. One of the essays, buried in the midst of a whole bunch of other things, was one called, if you allow the language, this is exactly the title, On Bullshit. Fascinatingly, in 2005, Princeton University had this genius idea of excising that small essay, which runs about 30 pages, publishing it separately in an elegant little volume. And it sold over a 500,000 copies of that article at some time. What I'm getting at is it certainly responded to something that people are aware of. The absence of truth in our lives and its substitution by bullshit. Now, he is a philosopher, he's a professional philosopher. This is a serious philosophical essay, and he says the opposite of bullshit is not lying, but the opposite of bullshit is a total disregard for the truth. A subtle but very important thing we will discuss. So it seems to me reasonable that the Gospel of John created this statement of Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life, to say that there is a kind of absence of truth in our world, and therefore it would be worthwhile to look at that absence. The shape and the content of that absence, of course, is the figure of Jesus. What does truth mean? And certainly in the Semitic mind, truth was not just an abstract proposition. You know, it was not some philosophical statement. It was existential truth. That is, it is truth as part and parcel of people's real lives. And if we look at our world, I think the absence of truth becomes all but overwhelming. Let's take kind of a mega level. You have a war in Iraq that's cost hundreds of thousands of lives. It'll probably end up costing $3 trillion. Built on foundation of lies and misstatements, misprisions by the most powerful country in the world. I mean, that's something to be desperately concerned about. The whole country, out of fear, has been moved to support this fatuous and fallacious enterprise. Bullshit. I mean, if you look at the world of advertising, I mean, that's their stock and trade. We see 3,000 ads a day, according to the people who count this survey. The buses go by, we sit and watch television for 15 minutes, we listen to the radio, the newspaper, read magazines, outlandish claims made about all sorts of products. There's a kind of miasma of bullshit, if you will. Here we all live. And then, of course, in ourselves and in our relationships, all week I've been kind of ferret out of myself where bullshit is most comfortably resident in my life. In a number of ways. Status and self-understanding, my relationship with the students, my sons, their self-righteousness, their States. Some fundamental misconceptions about who I am and what I really, really, really am. And in the midst of this, there's the figure of Jesus, this remote, unfortunately for me, most of the time remote figure, who was the truth, who embodied everything a human being, a true human being, is supposed to be. If you propose, and this is not a fatuous and a sentimental notion, but absolutely strict theology, Jesus was guilty because he was a truth teller. His life was a kind of judgment. The Jews, his fellow Jews, the political system, the economic system, the cultural system of his own day. So the shape of truth comes in stages. Eh? First of all, there has to be a real consciousness of its absence. That I've been suggesting, one way of getting at that is by way of Harry Frankfurt's suggestion as to the prevalence of bullshit, because he'd been, maybe some of you, he actually became a celebrity now about 80, this kind of wizened, grizzled old man being interviewed by all kinds of people on TV. And one of the questions I remember him being asked is, are things better or worse than when he wrote this book 5 years ago? Without hesitating, I guess. So much falsity, so much indifference to the truth. So much self-preoccupation that obscures the truth of ourselves, of our world, of each other. So all I'm doing, I mean, nobody can, I can't catalog, even if I wanted to, those gaps in me for you. I don't know whether I have the courage to do that anyway. So all I'm doing today is making the proposition that if Advent is not totally to be wasted and swallowed up by Walmart, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, reindeer on people's lawns, that this is an entree into this season. To take time quietly. To try to search out those places in me, in my world, in my behavior, where truth